We are in the middle of the Ran and the Avovim and Aleph. Just to refresh our memories, we had a machlokes between Abaye and Rove. Yadayim she'ein mechichais haven yadayim, that shita is Abaye. And Rove held yadayim she'ein mechichais loy haven yadayim. The Gemara asked Akasha and Rove that it would seem that this is a machlekes tanoim. We had a machlekes by get between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold that gufay shall get is hared materes l'chol adam. It is not necessary to write in the get who the megarish is, in with what the gerishin is being done with the dibo or with the shtar. The Gemara is medame this to yadayim shein mechichais. It's sufficient if he writes ered meteres l'chol adam, and the rest does not have to be written. And Rabbi Yehuda says, v'dein dehevi l'chi minoi sefer teirechen v'gerish v'kim, that we have to explicitly write in the get that he's being megarish with the get, not with dibo. He is the megarish, and he's not a shliach of someone else to be megarish. So the Gemara understood the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is, do you say yadayim shein mechichais loy have yadayim? That is Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why you have to write v'dayim from minoy. And the Chachamim hold yadayim shein mechichais haven yadayim. So the Gemara is Takash and Rove, that comes out Rove who holds yadayim shein mechichais loy haven yadayim, that is not like the Chachamim. So Rove answered, no, the Rabbanan also hold yadayim shein mechichais loy haven yadayim. Now they hold by get, it is not necessary to write v'dein, they know the megarish is eishes chaveira. So we explained, according to the Ran, that means that there's no need to explain that he's the megarish, because it's something that's understood. Ein odo megarish eishes chaveira. There's nothing to be mistapic in this, that he wants to be megarish, that he's a shliach for someone who's not a baal, and he's giving a get for shlichas that someone who's not a baal. I know the megarish is eishes chaveira. Why would someone else be, have an intent to be megarish's wife? So therefore it is not necessary to explain this in the lashon haget, because it is an understood fact. But all over, it could be everyone holds yadayim shein mechichais loy haven yadayim. Now we are in the middle of the Ran. Umida amrin en hocha. This is the Ran and daf vov. Umida amrin en hocha. So the Ran says, if our Gemara says the reason of the Chachamim is time, then other megarish eishes chaveiroi. I don't have to be mistapic to clear that he's a shliach from someone else. Mashme de plukte de Rabbi Yehuda verabonon b'minoyu. So it seems that's the machloikis. Does he have to write in the get that I'm being megarish you, or is it not necessary? The Rabbanon hold, in order megarish eishes chaveri, it's understood that he's the megarish since he's the husband. Rab Yehuda boy minoy, the Rabbanon loy boy. The koshe, the beperik ha-megarish mashme, the beperik ha-megarish it would seem, the pluktayu, the machloikis is, I boy v'dein oiloy. There it seems the machlokes is, do you have to write v'dein, that I'm being megarish with this get? Rabbi Yehuda boy v'dein. Rabbi Yudah says you have to write, I'm being megarish with this get, the Eloi, because if he doesn't write Vedain, Amrin in the Bidibura megarish lo. That he's megarish with the Dibbo. When he says, Harei at muteris lecholodim, he's megarish with the Dibbo. And the star is only a star raya on the gerishim. Rabbonim lechaishi lohochi. So al koponim, our Gemara says the time of the Rabbonim is another megarish eishes chaver. Now that's a very good svara in the shail of minoi, but the Gemara and megarish is another machlaikis. What happened with that machlaikis? V'lav kushi, so the Rav says that's no kashi. Sheshtei sugyas halolu, kol achas megal al chavate. Each sugya is megal on the other one. The betalti pligi, there's a double machloikis. V'hochem efashin in time of the pluktayu b'minoi. Here we're explaining what the reason of the machloikis is by minoi, that the rabbonon hold in other megarish eishos chaveri. V'hochem efashin in time of the pluktayu b'vedei. V'ikam andiyom. The kivin, the pligi rabbonon aleid rab Yehuda b'minoi. Now, let us learn Asugye. Asugye, Rabbi said, we paskin like Rabbi. Rabbi holds Yadayim Shemechiches, Loi Havin Yadayim, we paskin like Rabbi. But we have here a new machloikis. Is there a need of Yadayim by get? Rabbi says, the Chachamim hold, there's no need of Yadayim, because in other Megarashashas Chaveir, Abiyud holds, there's a need of Yadayim. Now, in this machloikis, is there a need of Yadayim? Is there not a need of Yadayim? So since this is a machloikis, the Rabbonon in Rabbi Yehuda, so kaimulon ke Rabbonon. So la locha, we should paskin like the Rabbonon, the loiboy minoy. That la locha, even though we hold Yadayim shemechiches loy having Yadayim, but there's a new machloikis, could be, there's no need of Yadayim over here. The yochid v'rabim, halocha ke Rabbim. Va'av al gav de kaimulon ke rove, we paskin like rove, she'ein mechiches lehavi yadayim. So how can we paskin like the chachamim, hamrinim besugyin, da'afilu le rove, beget leboy yadayim mechiches, beget you don't need yadayim mechiches. Ve'i Yehuda ha'mafilu rabono, afilu according to the rabono, he's going afilu according to the rabono, you don't need yadayim mechiches. He's going a full according to the Rabbonim, because by get, you have a choche, in other megarish eishes chaveri. Hilkach minoi leiboy. So others say, minoi yizicha don't need. V'day. Now what about v'day? Laloche. Do you have to write v'day? Boy, you, boy. That's a shaila. The beperik ha-megarish iboi v'day neiloi. The Gemara class it for shayla, la halacha, do you need v'day? V'lo yivshite. In the Rabbona, in the Chazal, we're not poishit the shayla. V'kivin de la Rabbona, the Gemara misafkelo. So now, if Chazal ha misupik, la halacha, do you need v'day? Islan lemiket lechumre. So, Mestamba, there, we have to be machma. There we can say, Yochid v'rab malochi kerabim. The Evsher, the Mestava, Taimei, the Rabbi Yehuda, b'vedei, mimai, the Mestava, b'minoi. That means like this. An argument, we don't have a shaila. So, that leaves us with the hachro, Yochid v'rab malochi kerabim. And that gemara, there is a shaila, so could be Chazal felt, that the hoichoche of ein odom megarish eishes chaveroi is a bigger hoichoche than ein odom megarish bedibo. So memela could be here we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So these two psokim are not stiridik. That means so la loche, if we don't have a suffix of chazal and argemore, we can rely on the klal yochid v'rab maloche kerab. Masha'enkein, if Chazal were misupik, if the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanu by Vidain, so it seems they felt Vidain, there's a greater need to write Vidain. There is a need of Yadayim. So therefore, they were, maybe we paskin like Reb Yehuda. So therefore, misafik, we have to be machmer. So that's one mahalach that we paskin like Reb Yehuda lechumre by vedein, and we paskin by minoy according to the chachamim. That is one mahalach in the Ran. Vika mandiyoma, and there's another mandiyoma that lalocha looks at it in Ganson differently. To keep in the Bevedain Chai Shilet Rav Yehuda. So Napshat is the way the Ran said till now, there's a Shaila, is there a smaller Eichoche by Megarish Bedibur than Megarish Eishas Chaver? No. To keep in the Bevedain Chai Shilet Rav Yehuda Alma Mesafkalon Dilme Maidaloi Boi Rabbonon Vedain Mishum the Svirul Yadam Shemechiches Havidam. That's the Sofik in the Gemara. If the Gemara had a tzad not to paskin like the Rabbonis Kosins Lalocha, we paskin like Rove. The Yadam Shemechiches Loi Havin Yadam. Maybe the Svar of the Rabbonis is because they hold Havin Yadam. And that is why they hold there's no need Vedain. Va'anan kaimalon kerovet. V'kivin shekain. So it could be from the Suffolk and the Gemara by Hamegarish. V'minoi nami kelemeimel l'tamai ozli. That means that they learned a different shot in the Gemara Hamegarish. If the Gemara Megarish is mesupik, maybe we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, so the Gemara Megarish is clearing, maybe the time of the Rabbonon is because Yadayim shemechiches havin yadayin, and therefore we won't paskin like the Rabbonim. The law mishum denod the megarish eishes chaverim, mishum didayim shemechiches havin yadayin. Banayin kaimalon kerov, adomalei havin yadayin, ilkach boi vedein boi mino. So the Ran says, la aloche, there's two ways out to paskin. There's one way, that's zicha, we paskin like the Rabbonim. And now, the shayla is, so if we say pshat in the chachomim is by they don't need minoi because they also ain't a mechichas lehavi yodayim, but there's no need for yodayim here because another megarish. So then we would paskin you don't need minoi and you need vedein because maybe there's no such klal in other megarish beper. But it could be that the Gemara was mesupik by Vedain. That could be the real time of the Rabbonin is because they hold Yodayin Shemechiches loy havin Yodayin. So Memel, if they hold havin Yodayin, so then we will need Vedain or Minoy. Now, the next sugya we're going to learn, I'd like to give a few akdomis. It's a very sosum dikya sugya, which the Rishonim were not mevayer too clearly. So before we learn, this is a hemshech in the machlekes of Yadayim Shein Mechiches, but I'd like to remind ourselves of two inyonim, and then perhaps we'll be able, Be'ezer Hashem, to understand the sugya. We had learned on the Avheyamid Beis. That was the Maskonis HaSugye. Mudrani Mimcha is Yodayim Shaina Machiches. And after, therefore Shmuel said you need to be Moisef Shani Oichalo. Now we had a Machlaikis HaRishonim and Bekitza Machlaikis Daran and the Rambam. Why is Mudrani Mimcho Yadayim Shein Machiches? The Ran learned Pshat, Mudrani Mimcho is, I know he's making a neder, but there are two possibilities. Maybe the Loi Ishtein Abadoch, maybe it's a neder not to speak with him. Maybe it's a neder not to eat from him. I don't know. So the Ran says, if you hold Yadayim Shein Mechiches, Loi Havin Yadayim. So I don't know what this person wants to ask her. I don't know. So he's mutten everything. This is Yadayim Shein Mechiches. That's how the Ran said. We had mentioned the Machna Frayim as Ksamoyre de Kekasha and the Ram. From a Gemara in Nozir. The Gemara in Nozir says that Aho and Nozir Oivelofonov is Yadayim Mechiches. If a person, the Mishnah says Aho Areis and Nozir, the Shmuel said it's speaking about Nozir Oivelofonov, then it's Yadayim Mechiches. Aho is a Kabbalah, and we see the Kabbalah is Nozir Oivelofonov, we see the Kabbalah is Naziris. So the Gemara asks in Nozir v'dimel apaitrei mikol b'nois of Koma. Sure, he was impressed by this Nozir. Sure, the Aho is a Kabbalah. But who says it's a Kabbalah that he'll become a Nozir? It's a Kabbalah that he'll pay for the Nozir's Kabbalah. That means he was mordic impressed at Nozir. He sees him. He's in his Kaddish Nezir al-Kabbalah. He's not up to becoming a nozzle, that's a big avoider. But Al Kaponim, he'd like to be marzik this nozzle, to be mishtatev in his kobonis. So the Gemara asked this kasha, dumala poitre bekobonisiv koma. How can the Mishnah say, a person says, aho hareis en nozzle. So the Gemara says, to goma belibek. No, when he said aho, he meant, I'll be a nozzle. So the Machna Frayim says, so we see from this Gemara, Amoyre Diki Yisod. When this person said, Aho, I know one thing. I know he wants to be Mekabel something B'inyonei Naziris. Exactly what he wants to be Mekabel, to become a Nazir, or to support a Nazir, that I don't know. But I know he wants to be Mekabel, Adover Echod B'inyonei Naziris. And that's sufficient, that's called Yadayim Mechiches. Shmuel says the Mishnah is speaking about whatever he meant is sufficient. But in Loshen, that's a sufficient Loshen. Aho is sufficient Loshen. So if I know Bechlal, what this person intends to do, he wants to be Mekabel, a Inyan of Naziris. Even though the Protim of this Inyan, I don't know, that's still called Yadayim Mechiches. That's what the Machna Frayim is Mechia from the Gemara Nozir. And this is a Meiridike Kasha and Aran. So by Mudrani Mimcho, I also know he wants to make a neder from him. Beproti is. How to be Malchik himself from him, not to speak with him, not to eat from him. I don't know, but I know he wants to make a neder from him. So this is Akasha and the Ran, that Al Koponim, there should be Yadayim Mechiches. And the Ran calls this Yadayim She'ena Mechiches. That's a problem. And because of this problem, the Rambam was Chaylik and the Ran. The Rambam holds, Mudrani Mimcha means, Doloi Mishtina Babach. That's the Taich. It means I won't speak with you. That's the Mashmois. And if a person is Mudrani Mimcha, he's not allowed to speak with them. That's it. That's the Mashmois. But if I hold Yadayim, Shein Mechiches, having Yadayim, so I can stick in, but Mudrani Mimcha, even though normally it's not used for Achille, but if he said, I meant Achille, and if Yadayim, Shein, even though it's not Mechiach, but you can stick it into the lotion. That's called Yadayim Sheinei Mechichos. And if have a Yadayim, if he meant Achilo, be Yosef Achilo also. That is the Machloikis, the Rambam and the Ram. One thing. Now we're going to first learn the Gemara according to the Ram, and then we'll try to learn the Gemara according to the Rambam. Yisoid Aleph. Yisoid Beis, I'd like to... We should remind ourselves we had and Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Ran says there are two types of nedarim. There's one neder, kikaze osur alai, that's a ikar neder, and we explain that the makir of the Ran is from the posik, lesser isur al nafshoi, Yidon Neder, Eishav Shvur, Lesser Yisar Napshe, or Be'osre Yisar, there's an Indian, if a person says, according to the Ran in Nedorim Al Kapolim, if a person says, Kika is a osa alai, I'm asring the Kika. And that's a Isser Nedor. Then there's an Isser Hatfosa, which is also an Iker Nedor. Kika is a Kikolben, Kikoino. That is a Hatfosa de Kineder. That means that I'm not putting on an Isser, I'm pulling an Isser. I'm being moishech and iser from a kolbin and this kicker. That's called atfosa. There are two ways to aser a kicker, either to pull or to put on. You can pull an iser, you can be moishech and iser from a kolbin. That's called atfosa. Kicker is a kolbin. Or I could say, kicker is a osa. Both of these cases are iker neder. Our Mishnah, Mudrani Mimcha Shani Oichel, I'm speaking about 20 things, but I'm not speaking, I didn't say it should be also, I did not say it should be like a kolbin, so the Ikir Yesod I'm missing. That's why our Mishnah is Yodis. That is how the Ran explains it. Now, let us learn our Gemara, and I think this is Pshat in our Gemara according to the Ran. Meisvei, this is the second line from the Gemara. Meisvei, I'm going to ask Akashe on Abaye. Abaye holds Yodayim Shein Mechichais Havi Yodayim. We learned Abaraise. Harei Hu Olai. If this, I have a kicker in front of me, and I say Harei Hu Olai, Harei Ze Olai, also, Bipnei Shuhu Yad Lekol. So he said these three words, Areyu Alai, Areyz Alai, Osumnei Shuhu Yad Lekol. Taime Da Oma Alai, Hu Da Osa. Avaloi Oma Alai Loi. Tiyufte Da Abai. So I think, Pshat in the Gemara is, the Havamina of the Gemara was as follows. When a person says, the Gemara held that it is a Yad Leneda, we'll see, that means, in other words, I'm saying the real Neda is Harei Hu Olai Osa. That's what really, that would be the complete Lashon of the Neda. But, he didn't say Osa, so it's Yodis. It's a yad l'neder. Now, let us think for 1 minute, what would be if he wouldn't say the olai? Harei hu osa. So it would also be osa. Why did the Baraisa say that you have to say olai? So that's the Gemara understood. Because if I'll say Harehu Osa, it won't only be Osa on me, it'll be a Kainam Kloli, it'll be Osa for everyone. If I say Harehu Alai Osa, I'm making a private Issa on myself. Now, so what is this case? When they say Harehu Osa, I'm answering it, but it is unclear the Proteha Issa. Is this an Issa for everyone? This an Issa for me. If I say Harei Olai, so now I know it means Harei Olai also. Now, according to the Ran, we said the Ran Shita is, if you know he's making a neder, but you do not know the Protei HaNeder, he says Mudrani, I don't know is Mudrani Dibur, is Mudrani Achil. I know he's making a neder, but I don't know the Protei neder. The Ran calls this Yodayim Shein Mechichis. So the Gemara understood. If he would say, Harei Hu without the Yolai, and from the Barais it seems it would be no good. Why is it no good? It's also Harei Hu also. No, it's no good, because I don't know the Protei HaNeder. I don't know if he's making a neder or lie. Is he making a neder on everyone? I don't know what he's doing. Therefore, he has to say a lie. So that's a kasha and a baya. If we hold yodayim she'ein mechichais have yodayim, so you don't have to have the lie. He'll say harehu also. Then we'll ask him, Rebbe, what did you mean? So tell us. I wanted to ask that myself. Fine. Just like, if you hold your dime, just like according to Abaye, if a person will say mudrani, you'll ask him, Rebbe, what did you mean? He'll say, I meant to ask a dibo. Fine, so dibo. I went to ask a chila, so it's a chila. I was called that in loshin, that's a sufficient loshin. So the Gemara understood, according to Abaye, Arezeh should be sufficient. That should be a yad for Issa. Why do you need the alai? So you see, you need the alai. You have to specify what kind of Issa you're making. Your daim shem mechichis is no good. Ah, we said Arezeh alai. Now I can figure out. He's making an Issa on himself. He skipped the word also. Oh, that's your daim mechichis. That's your daim mechichis. That Arezeh alai, and he skipped the word also. This was pshat in the Gemara's kasha according to the Ra. Again, meisvei hareyu alai, harei ze alai. Also, mivnei shu yad lekobet. Taime the oma alai yudosa. Avoloi oma alai loy tiyufte da abaya. So this is a kasha and abaya. Oma lecho abaya. So abaya said. Taime de oma alayhu de osa, avoloma hareihu, vuloi oma alay, hareihu de hefke hareihu de tztoke koma. Now, so Abaye said as follows. If he didn't say alay, not the way you understood, that hareihu is a yadle isa, he wants to ask her. No, I don't know the prote ha'isa, so that's why it's no good. And you're proving to me your daim shein mechiches loy havin your daim. I have a thought. If a person says arei hu, it's a suffix. Does he mean to asa, or does he mean to make it hefker? That is not called your daim shein mechiches. Yadayim Sheinim Mechichas means, I know he's making a neder, I don't know the protein and that. That's called Yadayim Sheinim Mechichas. It's Yadayim, it's pointing to something, but it's vague. That's called Yadayim Sheinim Mechichas. If I don't know if he wants to be mafkerit, or if he wants to make it also, so this is not a Yadin Gansen. So that's why it's no good. So you learned wrong pshat. You learned wrong pshat in the Beraisa. Without a lie, it's not a yad. Because Hevesovic maybe means hefka. Maybe means also. That's true. But that's not called a yad. And there's no yad. It's not pointing to anything. Yadayim shenem mechichas means it's pointing to something, but it's unclear. If I don't know if he's doing anything, so then there's nothing. Then that's not a yad in God's. Let us see the Ra. Meisve, hareyu alai, taime de oma alai, hu de osa. Avaloi oma aloi, v'avogav de beloi alai, vada yad mi yehave. Without a lie, it's ziche a yad, and that's me pshat is, because he ziche means also. No, I don't know, it's a kind of proti, a kind of clove. Mishanino, Vidilma, Vidilma, Agavuch, let us see, by Agma doesn't say Vidilma. The Vilma, Harehu, the Hefkere, it's not, the Ram was Gerus Vidilma. And we will see this is very important. Vidilma, Harehu Hefke, comma, Kloima. The Beloya Lai, Apulu Yad, Shaini Mechich, Lai Havi, Le Issa. It's not a Yad, not the way you understood. It was a Yad, Le Issa, and it's a suffix. The prote ha'isa. No, it's not even a yad sheni mechich leisa. Mishum the yad ain't the elo ba'alai. The omar ha'rezo alai va'anan maskin in the bure, that's the lotion of the shamin adorim. The omar ha'rei alai osa. Then it's an isa, fakel to alai. makes me think that he means, makes me understand that he means it so. If he doesn't say a lie, so I don't understand, I don't know, Bechlal is making it so. Maybe he's making Hefka. And let us be mamtik with one vote. Because, but when the Pasuk says Issa, lesser Issa al nafshoi, that's the al. That al that it says in the Pasuk, lesser Issa al nafshoi, there it says lesser Issa. So memele the alai is, that's pshatan the alai is the lesser Issa al. So from the alai, I see he's making Isurim. Without the alai, I don't know what he's making. Maybe he's making Hefka, maybe he's making Issa also, but that's not called a yad. So memele, so Abaye for emphadikasha. You learned wrong pshat in the Beraisa. Not that I know it's also, in the light it has to be mevara the protehoisa. No, without the light, I don't know bechlal if he's making isa. Maybe he wants to make hefka. So memele, so you need a light to tell me he's making isa. So there's no kash on me. Fragt die Gemorre, entschuldigt. It's a very nice pshat, but the Bereise doesn't say that. Vohu mipnei shehu yad lekolben ktoni. It doesn't say in the Bereise, harei ze alai osnei shehu yad leneder. It says, harei hu yad lekolben. Now, harei hu yad lekolben means this is hatfose. Not the way you learned till now. It's a Sofi. Does he want to make lesser Issa al Nafshoi? Does he want to make Hefker? And the Alai is coming to tell me that he wants to make lesser Issa al Nafshoi. I'm sorry. The Beraisa says, Mimnei Shehu Yad Lekol. That this Loshin is Hatfose. Mimnei Shehu Yad Lekol. Now let us see what the Ran says. Umakshino. Vohom ipnei shu yad lekolben ktoni, kloima. Mi ktoni shu yad leneder. Does it say in the Bereis it's a yad leneder? If we would say it's a yad leneder, then I'll buy everything what you said. Because of the alai, it's a yad leneder. Now I know it means lesser iso. I know that. Without the alai, I wouldn't know that. Yad lekolben ktoni. In my Bereis it says it's a yad lekolben. The Lekolben, so it means, what does Yad Lekolben mean? That it's Hatfose. That when he said, we're talking about a Kiko. Harei hu olai, harei se Yad Lekolben, that means Hatfose. Now what right do we have to say that he's making Hatfose? Where do we see Hatfose over here? So Al Kochach, we see this from the who. Not because of the lie. Not your hostic Torah is not true. The Lekolben harei hu beloy alai haviyad shekein derech hamisnadvim loyma harei hu kolben. The word harei hu is a lashon that's used for kabbalas. Now, if I have a kikir in front of me and I say harei hu, that's a yad Lekolben. Now let's go back. So why do you need the alai? Zakochach, you need the alai to explain. Is it a koinem proti or a koinem kloli? Is it a private koinem or is it a koinem on everyone? Bevilochi davke bolai. Shmami no desvirlon di yadayim shemechichis loy haven yadayim. So we're back where we started from. That's the Gemara's kasha. Let us see it again, the Gemara. From Ignatius Yad Lekolben Ktoni. Oh, so now, that's why that teretz wasn't a good teretz. Ella Eimo. Taime the Oma Alai Hu Osa V'Chavei Raimuta. No, your whole dik is a wrong dik. Now Abai went to learn Ngansen Andosh. It says Aloshin Yochid. Doesn't say asurim, it says osur, he's also. So pshat is punkvakert. The Bereise is saying what I hold. Taime do omalai hu osur v'chavei reimuta. If he said a lie, so I see clue from the a lie that it's only a kind of proti. He's making a tfos on himself. But if he said a reihu, shneim asurim, that everyone is also. The dilma reihu hegdish koma, Rashi says ke hegdish, maybe means tfos. And I don't know, does he mean first of punkfakel? I don't know. Is it a tfosa to make a koinem kloli? Is it a tfosa to make a koinem ploti? And that is yadayim shein mechiches. And it is yadayim. So, and since I don't know what he meant, and could be he forgot also what he meant, so therefore, if he wouldn't say the lie, and he forgot what he meant, so everyone would be yourself. That's why it says a lie. If he said a lie, nine o'clock means a koinem ploti. So, punkfakel. The Barais is a raya to me, that Yadayim Shei Mechiches have a Yadayim, and the only reason Asur and not Asurim is because he said a lie. Let us see the Rav. Ela'ima ta'ima da omar alai. Avoloma harehu shneim Asurim. Since it's ein mechiches, fakel, harayu is ein mechiches, is it proti or kloli? Haven yedai? Is lo laminket lachumre? Bedulma harayu hegdish koma, maybe means it should be a kainam kloli. Dachsach mir, this is how the Ran learned pshat in the Gemara, even though a lot is a bit loisenveinik, but I think this is how the Ran learned pshat in the Gemara. But now let's go back to the Gemara. How did the Rambam learn Pshat in the Gemara? How did the Machna Ephraim learn Pshat in the Gemara? We had said before, according to the Machna, we can't learn this Pshat according to the Machna Ephraim, because according to the Machna Ephraim, if a person is making a nether, and I have a suffix, is it a kind of Kloli, a kind of proti, is it a pride? That's called Yadayim Mechiches. So the whole Gemara is not understandable. Is Dachsach Mir, the Rambam learned a different pshat from the whole Gemara, and let us go back to the Gemara. And I hear a mashmois from the Meiri. Let's go back to the Gemara. Meisvei, hareyu alai, hareyz alai, also, mneishu yad leko, taime da oma alai hu da osa, abu la yoma alai lo tiyufte da bay. The Miri says, the Gemara and the Havamine understood, why do you need a lie? Because if you don't say a lie, it's a suffix, maybe it's hefker, and maybe it's a nether. Now, maybe hefker, maybe a nether, according to the Rambam, that's called Yadayim Shein Mechiches. That means if I know nether, and I don't know proti nether, that's called Yadayim Mechiches. I know what we're talking about, but the particulars I don't know, the protim I don't know. That's called Yadayim Mechiches. If I don't know neder, is it neder or hefker, then that's Yadayim Shein Mechiches. So now let's start learning the Gemara. That's what the Miri says. The Miri says, and God, the Miri seems so like the Rambam, the b'layom ha'alai have yadayim shein meichichais mishumdu ma'arayu hefke koma. Okay, so now let's learn the Gemara according to the Rambam. Meis ve'arayu alai ha'arayz alai osum neishu yad lekob. From the alai I know it's tzichana hefke, it's kob. Taim edom alai hudos, abu layom ha'alai. Now have a suffix, does he mean a koina more hefke? Loi, it's Yadayim Shein Mechichais. Sofik Hefker, Sofik Neder, it's Yadayim Shein Mechichais according to the Rambam. And it's no good. Yuftad Abaye. Omalecho Abaye. Taimed Omalayhu da also. No. We said Olay, then it's also. Avoloma Hareyhu Voloyoma Harei. Hareyhu Dehef Karei Nitztoke Koma. Not Dilma. We don't have Dilma. The Rambam put Dilma in the Gemara. It's Vadai Hefker. It's Vadai Hefker. That's Pshatin. That is Pshat in Abayis Teretz. No, not the way you learned that without a lie you'll be a Sofik doesn't mean Hefker, doesn't mean Neder, that Yedayim Sheni Mechiches, it's no good. And I got news for you. If he doesn't say a lie, it's Vadai Hefker. So maybe you have to say a lie. So it's no cash on me. And Rashi also says, Rashi was Geiris the Dilma, but Rashi says, the Meichichaisu lehefke oilitztoke. That's what Rashi says. So that's the man, this was Pshat in the Gemara, Yeah. So let's go further. Vomitneishu yad lekoben ktoni. The Tosfos Rid says, Pshat the Gemara's kash over here, how could you say it's Vadei Hefker? How could you say it's Vadei Hefker? I could also use this terminology for Kolben. I could use this terminology for Kolben also. So why should I say that it's Avada Yadlef? I could use this terminology for Kolben. And if I could use it for Kolben, that's also Yadayim Sheinei Mechiches. Just like by Mudrani, it means Dibur. But if he says, I meant Achille, so it's a Loshen for Achille, because it fits into the words. So he is also the same thing. It's Mashme Hefke. So it's Mashme Hefke. But Al Koponim, it could also mean Kolben. The Tosfos Rid says that's Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. So it could be the Rambam. The Kivin the Shaykh Hailishne Gabi Kolben, Afagab the Shaykh Nami Lehefke, Name it Le Kolben Kolben, Yabiyadayim Shemichichas Habiyadayim. So Memela, that let it be a lotion for Kolben. Ela Eimo, Taime de Oma Alai, who also Bachaveiroi Mutter, Aboloma Areihu, Shneyem Asurim. The Dilma Areihu, Egdish Koma. So the Gemara is saying, no, not because of the lie, it's also. Without the lie, it also be also. But could be also on everyone if he doesn't remember what he meant. So that's why it says a lie that for him it's mutter, and for him it's also, and for everyone it's mutter. That's the Chmir, that is somehow how the Rambam learned Pshat in the Gemara. Let us go further, and again, we have to learn the Gemara differently according to the Rambam. Meisvei, frek the Gemara kasha. Hareizu chatos, hareizu osham. Afar pishu chayiv chatos va osham, loy omaklu. Hareizu chatosi, hareizu ashomi. Im hoye mkhuyev dvor of kayomim tiyufte da abay. Now, the Gemara and the Havamina Dachsach me understood like this. When a person is saying, a person did achet, he was machala Shabbos b'shoikik. Now he said, areizu, now if he says, let's go backwards, if he says, areizu chatosi, so that means, I did achet, I was machala Shabbos, this is a chatos for my chet. That's the translation of chatosi. This is a kapora on my chet, chatosi. Harezu chatos, the Gemara understood you can learn two ways. Could be he means for his chet, he was mechal Shabbos. Could be he wants to be medadev achatos, harezu chatos. God, he can't be medadev achatos, so it's nothing. So when a person has a behemoth chulin in front of him, and he says, harezu chatos, so the Baraisa says it's no good, because they have a suffix. Maybe he means to be menadev achatos. Maybe he means that there should be achatos on his head. And why is it no good? So the Gemara understood, let's learn now according to the Ram, because yadayim shein mechichais, lehavi yadayim. That means, that what I know he wants to make achatos, and I don't know is it for his head or benedoven, that's yadayim shein mechichais. That's the shitas haram. Even though I know b'derech klal what he wants to do, but I don't know the oif and how he wants to do it, that is called yodayim sheinim echiches. So the Gemara asks Akasha on the Ram, according to the Ram, why, according to Abaye, why is Areizu Chatos no good? It's yodayim sheinim echiches. This person wants to make a chatos. I don't know. Does he mean b'teiras nedova? Does he mean b'teiras his chatos? I don't know. But that's your daim shein mechichas. So why is it no good? Let us see the Ram. Meis ve'harezu chatos. Af api shumechuyev chatos v'oshom. Ayom aklu shein chatos bo nedova. To yufte dabei, the vada yachin mechich mi have, the kivin de mechuyev chatos, rei zu chatos hi koma. We could also say he means it's his chatos. So that means, fact it's not bob in the dove, but it could be he means his chatos. So memele, so the Gemara is asking Akasha, according to Abaye, this is yadayim sheine mechiches. And the Barais, it says it's no good. So here, tyufte dabaye. So it's a tyufte dabaye. Omer lecho abaye. See, abaye was stuck. He didn't have what to say on this. According to him, areizu chata should be good. So, omer lecho abaye, omoni rabbi Yehudahi. It's going according to rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda also dying, shemechichas lahavin yodayim. And then it's going according to me, it's like a good. Arei zachat is good, but it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's like the Gemara, v'abayu doma no domi afil Rabbi Yehuda. But Abayu, you just said before that you also hold according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds yedayin shemichich is havi yedayin. And by get is a special din of krisis, it has to be mevura without any pikpukim. But you just said that before. Hodabay. So by it charota finished. I see I'm wrong. If I see a beraisa harezu chatos is no good, so our kochach it has to be going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda and I'm talking and I passing like the chachamim. So we see the whole gemara before that we had said alibeda the by the rove that each one can hold like both tanoi. We see al koponim. From Abaye, that Abaye cannot go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Elaleima Rove the Omek Rabbi Yehuda. So maybe it's the other way also. That Rove that says Yedaim Shein Mechiches Loi Havidam because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Amalach Rove. No, I'm sorry. I know Domi Fila Rabbonon. At Kalikom Rabbonon the Levini Yedaim Mechiches Elagabi Get. In other Megarshes Eishes Chaveiroim. Abba Balma Bainan Yedaim Mechiches. That's according to the Ram. Let's see the Ram. Eloleim arove d'omer k'rab Yehuda. Chiecha d'adrina mimai d'amrinin la'el d'abai d'omer afilo k'rab Yehuda. There the nam mimai d'amrinin d'rov afilo rabono. So the Gemara says, no. Rove says, I have no hechech to disprove what I had said before. What I said before is true. That I'm going according to everyone. The Rabbanan also, Yedayim Shein Mechichais, loy haven yodayin, and here the svarah is ken odem megarish eishes chaveira. But now let's go back to the Rambam. How did the Rambam learn pshat in our Gemara? L'chayre, this is only good according to the Rambam, not according to the Rambam. Let's go back to the Gemara. Meisvei hareizu chatas hareizu oshim avu bishu chayev chotas chatas bo oshim loyom haklu. Nachsach mir, the Gemara understood. Let me just say over in Yeredeya, Simen Hei, the Shach says, im omar zu lechatas, Mashme de Misnadev Chatos. That's what the Shach says. It's a Mashmois Vadai and the Dover. Vechenu Loshana Taz. The Chol, the Taz says, the Chol Shloi Oma Chatosi, Mashme de Dover. So now, so let us learn the Gemara according to the Rambam. Harezu Chatos, Harezu Oshem, Afa Pishu Chayev Chatos Bo Oshem, Loi Oma Klub. Why is le omaklum? Because areizu chatos means nedove. So memele, so it means nedove, so it's le omaklum. So the kash is according to the Rambam, just like mudrani means ishtoino. But if he said I meant dibu, if he said I meant achile, so it's also, so even though it means nadova, the mashmois is nadova, but if he said I meant lechayvasi, it should be good. It's to yufte dabaye. That's the Gemara's kasha dachsme according to the Rambam. Amalachabaye amoni rabiut. Dachsme, that is how the Rambam learned pshat in our Gemara. Now, let us turn the page, and let's learn the next sugya. Boy Rav Poppe. Rav Poppe klar da shayla. Yesh yad l'kedushin eloi. Is there a din yodais by kedushin? Till now we learned there's a din yodais by Ziris. Seems there's a din yodis by get, a din yodis by nedorim. The Gemara klaus a shayla yesh yad l'kedushin oiloi. So let's go through the Gemara, and we'll see what the shayla is. Heichi domi, what is the shayla? What is the case that we are clearing? Ilayim ed omaloli yishareyat mekadeshes li. He gave this Rachel and Leah. Reuven gives Rachel two plutas. He gives her one pluta. Says that he gives Rachel one pluta red mekadeshesli. Then he gives another pluta and he turns to Leah for atnami. He gives it to Rachel. So then the understanding is that Rachel is a shliach for Leah. That's all he said. Va'at nami, pshita hainu kedushin atzmon. That is not yodis. That's at a mouthful. That said, ha'ed mekadeshesli, then va'at nami, he looks at the other one, va'at nami. Hainu kedushin atzmon. Elo kegoin da'oma lo le'isho, ha'reyat mekadeshesli, va'oma lo le'chavoto va'at. He turns over to the chavoto, va'at. That's all. Mi amrinin va'at nami omalo lechavoto betofsi bo kedushin lechavoto. Do I say he means to say at nami? Oidume va'at chazoi omalo lechavoto. Ret mekodeshesli. He gives her two plutas. And he says, va'af, and you see what I'm doing? That means that you should see having mekadesh chochu. Va'at chazoi. V'loitavzi bo kedushin bechavato. Now, before we go further, just that we should appreciate the sugya, the Rishonim say, this is Ayad Mechiyach. That means when he's saying Va'at, and he's looking to Leia, that means, it's Zichr not Mistava Va'at Chazoi. She sees, she doesn't see. Lamayin Afkamina, she's an eight. So you need to wait them to see. Va'at Chazoi. It's Zichr Moichiyach Va'atnam. But since it's not Muchach, that it's Atnami, there could be another type. You need already Yodis. You need the halacha of Yodis. So my middle, the shaila is there halacha of Yodis, and then Leia will become a Kodesh? Or is there not halacha of Yodis, and Leia will not become a Kodesh? That is the shaila of the Gemara. Do we say Yodis? Is there the Yodis? Yes or no? Now let's just finish the Gemara. Umi mi boile le rapope. Rapope has a shaila, yesh yad lekdushin, ein yad lekdushin, wo mi de oma le rapope la baye, mi sovar shmur yadayim she mechiches have yadayim, mechlal de svirele le rapope, de yesh yad lekdushin. And for the Gemara, Chode migoy may the svirele l'shmul omalei l'abaye. Now let's just explain this Gemara, and then we'll start learning the Rav. There's a memra of Shmuel in the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin says, Shmuel said, if a person gave a woman Apute, and he said, Arei at mekodeshes, so she's mekodesh. So Rapope asked Akasha, why is she mekodesh at Yadayim she'ein mechiches? I don't know if he means to marry her for himself. Maybe he's a shlich, he wants to marry her. Arei mekodeshes, you're married. To who? He didn't say. So the Gemara called this Yadayim She'ein Mechiches. This is Yadayim She'ein. I don't know if he's marrying her to himself or to someone else. So Rapope is Takashe, Tabaye. So what's Pshat and Shmuel? Shmuel holds Yadayim She'ein Mechiches, lo have a Yadayim. So what was bothering Rapope? It's Yadayim She'ein Mechiches. Bavaisto is the whole Musig of Yadayim applies by Kedushin. You only had a problem. Shmuel holds Yadayim Shemechiches Loi Havi Yadayim. So how could Shmuel say Ered Mekadeshes is good? It's Eina Mechiches. But weiss doch ois that the etzem concept of Yadayim by Kedushin is no problem. So why does Rav Popper here clarify? Is there a dinyad? Is not a dinyad? How does the Shtimut the Gemara in Kedushin? So the Gemara answers, Chodo migoy mai de svirele le Shmuel omale labai. That means like this. Rapope personally had a suffix, maybe Bechlal is no dinyodis. Shmuel, it seems he does hold as a dinyodis. Shmuel holds as a dinyodis. But I'm asking a different kash, even though there's a dinyodis, it's Yadayim Sheinim Mechichas. So that's what the Gemara is answering. Chodah mi goy mai desviru lo yishmu kam labai. That means not I hold that there's a din yodis by Kedushin. You'll ask me, I don't know the chal is a din yodis. I have a suffix here. I don't know. But I'm asking Shmuel, I see, klo, he does hold this a din yodis. Because he says, Arayet Mekodeshes is good. But how does the Shtim Shmuel or Shitas Yitzhidayim Sheini Mechichas? This is the Gemara. Now, let us see the Rav. Boy Rapope, יש יד לקדושי. אפילו ביד מחייך. So the Ran says that the shail of the Gemara is afilu by a yad mechiyach. Tami boiloi. Mi amrinin nehei de lo yisrabe lo hu yodis behedye. Do I say, even though there's no posik of yodis, by nesiris, I have a posik, no zelahazir, linderneda, I have psukim. Gomrinim bememotzinu minedorim. I make a mamotzinu. Minedorim yodis help. Hoyen yad. Or maybe there's no din yodis. Bafilo mechiyach. You can't learn out a mamotzinu. The nedorim shani. The chamiri. Nedorim achomo. Bafilo bidiburo ba'alma chayli. The dorim achal with a dibo. So therefore there's a din yodis. Mashenkim b'kdushin. Shein tzrichin eize maise kesev oishtar oibiyo. Now, we have to know that this is a difficult ran. The ran al koponim explains to us the shail of the Gemara. The shail of the Gemara is there a din yodis by kedushin? What are the tzodia shaila? Do we make a mamotzinu from the dorim? That's tzad aleph. There should be a din yodis. Or maybe we can't learn out from the dorim. The dorim achomo tafilu b'dibura ba'alma chayli. Mashenkin b'kedushin shein tzrichin eizemaisa kesef eshtar oibiyo. So here there shouldn't be a din yodis, because neither am I. There are, let us just say over, three different oifanim, how to explain this Ran. What is the Ran saying over here? The Ran is very unclear. He's saying something. What is he saying? I remember I was told once a person became a Rosh Yeshiva, got a job as a Rosh Yeshiva, and he came back to Beis Medrash Elyon, and the Shaverim were asking, the Bochum asked Kashis. So Rab Reuven was there, so Rab Reuven said, if they ask, Bo Shteito, a Shoin Gut Gefrek, don't ask Gut Kashis, just to understand the Gemara, to understand the Ran, the Shoin Gut Gefrek. The Ran says something over here, we have to understand what he's saying. So let us say over three malchim. The Avni Miluyim in Simin Chav Zayin Sivkotin Yud Aleph says Pshat in this Ran as follows. He says, we see there's a difference between Nidorim and Kedushin. Nidorim, you don't need a Maise. Kedushin, you do need a Maise. So what do we see from this? That by nedorim diburoi kemaise. If you see here, you don't need a maise, and here you do need a maise. So you see, by nedorim is chamiri that diburoi kemaise. Va'olim tuve. So his dibo by nedorim is very strong. Mishim hachi afilo oiches b'mitzas adibo choshivu. So if you have a strong dibo, so a mitzas is also choshev. But by kiddushin she'ein dibur like a maise. There the dibur is not like a maise. You need a maise. The dibur of kiddushin, you'll say a right mukadeshes and garnish with garnish. You need a maise plus a dibur. Beinen kulei diburoi. That's the shail of the Gemara. You can't make conclusions. You can't make a mamotzinu to say that kedushin is similar to nedorim. Could be davke nedorim because it's diburay olim kemaise v'olim tuve. There you say a mitzvah is also sufficient. But in a case where the dibur is not olim, so it could be there yodis also doesn't help. This is the Avne Miluim's pshat in the in the Rav. And with this pshat, he says, Amoyredike Chiddush, he says that if a person will write a shtar kedushin and he'll write Harei at Mekudeshes, and he won't write Li, so there he did a mice already. There, that is a mice, that's Olim. So there will see be a din yodis. The whole sophic of the Gemara is because by Nedorim Diburi Olim Kemaise. But if I wrote a shtar, if I wrote a shtar, Harei at Mekudeshes, if you hold your dime, shemichiches, your dime, they'll zicher be. Because that is pshat in the Rav. That's one mahalach in the Rav. Let us say a second mahalach. The Chedushi Rav Shimon, and it seems the Chazaydish, learned gor another mahalach. A second mahalach is like this. We know by all in Yonim, there has to be Gemiras Das. Gemiras Das means there's a sincerity, and the person truly means what he's saying, or what he wants to do. Now let's go, for example, let's speak about Kinyonim. A person says, I want to buy the field. Sold, it's sold to you. Golnish with Golnish. I said so. You want to buy it? Doesn't mean anything. What does that mean? There's no Gemiras Das. That means I said and you said. Words are cheap. That means, but we have to make a Maisa Kinyan. What is Pshat in a Maisa Kinyan? A Maisa Kinyan speaks. A Maisa Kinyan, Pshat is that I'm letting you balabat of it. I'm letting you schlep the behemoth. I'm letting you make a chazok in the house. You could put on a lock in that. I'm letting you balabat of it. If I do that, and you, then we see there's a sincerity. Then we see there's a gemiras das. So memela. So then it's chal. When I see from the actions that were done, from the pulas that were done, that there's a sincerity, then the kinyan is chal. Now, the Ran is differentiating between kedushin and nedarim. By kedushin, if a person will say areyat mekudeshes, it's nothing. Doesn't mean anything. She says, yes, I married. Gomesh, you need a maise. Why do you need a maise? So you see, with the dibber alone, there's no gemiras das. There's no gemiras das. I'm a kadesh, it's gomesh. There's no gemiras das, there's no sincerity. Unless you made a maise, kesef, shtarabi, then we see that there's a sincerity, there's a gemiras das, and then both, then kedushin is chal. By nedarim. We see that this, he says, kikazel like Oben. I was joking, Golnish. Kikazel like Oben. It's awesome. So we see the Dorim Chamiri. What does that mean, the Dorim Chamiri? The Dorim Chamiri means when a person says a neder is not something, you can, it's not a spielachel. A person says kikazel, lesser Israel Napsha is a kikaza osa, kikaza kolben, I'm mamshech a kedusha from this, he's saying a mouthful. If he says this, that's chamiri, he said it, he means it, so it's chal. So we see that the dibur of neder is chomer, and I assume this a gemiras das. The dibur of kedushin is not so chomer, so there'll only be a gemiras das if you make a maisa kinyan. That is the difference between kedushin and nedarim. Now, Rav Shimon and Chazon Ish say amoyre dekevot. If a person says a vague statement, that the vagueness of the statement is the greatest way to prove that he's not sincere. That means you can't pin me to the wall. Did I say that? Now, if a person says, Sabayishpo, let's take the case of the Gemara. Harei at mekodesh is va'at. Now, va'at, long the sahin in the hell, va'at nami va'at chazoi, but he was very clever. He did not commit himself with his words. So now, if by Kiddushin, we say the words aren't so serious, so choshev, and therefore you need a ma'aseh kinyan. So therefore it could be this note in Yodis, because if he says halbe verter, if he doesn't say a whole sentence, so that alone shows that there's no gemiras das. So it could be it won't be good. Ayish telling me by Nidorim we see that what and Yodis do help. It's also the same thing. Atzushtel. The Torim is chamiri. A person says a neder already, so finished. He don't need kinyonim to motivate a gemiras das. The words alone have a chshivis, and there's a gemiras das. So that is how Rab Shimon says pshat in this Ram. Rab Shimon says that pshat in the Ram could be the whole din. That means every yad has a nuchesorim, which we didn't mention till now. Every yad is a chesorim that really there's a svar to say, since he said a vague loshen, there's no gemiras das. So al koponim, so it could be, but by nedorim it helps. So that's what the Ram is saying. Could be by nedorim it helps, because by nedorim it's chamiri. We see we don't have to ensure the gemiras das of the neider. He says something, I feel it without making a maise, it's done and over with. So there the Torah was mechadish, not only a complete dibur creates gemiras das, a halbe dibur, a half of a dibur, a yad also creates gemiras das. But when we're speaking about kedushin, their kedushin we see a whole dibur also doesn't create gemiras das. You need a maise together. Either maisa together, so memela, so could be, so the dibur al kaponim has to be explicit. And if he says a halba dibur, it won't be good. This is a second pshat, and then we'll learn one more pshat in the Ran, and then we'll stop. The Yenis Eilam brings from Rabor Ber, that Rabor Ber said, what is the amire? Perhaps I'll say over loshen amiri, which dachshim is the same thing what Rabbi Ber says, but the amire dachshim is a little clearer. Ve'inyan hashayle imedamim oisa l'nedorim acher shal yedeyem nesra l'chol ha'ilam kedover hanodo. When a person marries an isha, Arei mekudeshesli. So Taisva says in Kedushin is osala kula umekehegdish. So it's like nedorim. Achsomir, there's a muim de keshita that a mufla somachlish can make nedorim can make kedushin also, because the whole kedushin is a neder dikedit. The osala kula umekehegdish. Maybe it's a neder dikedin. Oy shemo lekinyan ba'alme kishal kinyonim shein bem teires yad klal. This is the Loshon HaMe'iri. The Me'iri says that the shail of the Gemara was as follows. The shail of the Gemara was, what is pshat in the dibur of Kedushin? Is the dibur a chelik of the iser that the ishus creates? Or is the dibur a chelik of the kinyan that comes about through the ishus? If it's only by isurim, by nedorim, we find a din of yodis. But by kedushin, there's dini kinyonim also. By kinyonim, there's no din of yodis. So that is the shayla of the, that could be, that is pshat in the Ram. The shaila is bainet dorim, there's no kinyonim involved, there's only a dibul. So the dibul is yisurim. So memeila, so by yisurim, we say there's a din that a yad is also good. Masha'en kein bekdusha shem tzrichin eize maise kesa vashtarabir, there's kinyonim over here. So it could be the dibur is a chelik of the kinyon of ishus. By kinyonim, we don't find a din yodis. That could be, that is pshat in the Rambam.